The British government, in a widely anticipated move, has decided against adopting the euro. It will remain with the pound for the time being. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, told Parliament yesterday current economic conditions are not favorable for joining the common European currency. But he made clear that the government of Prime Minister Tony Blair favors adopting the euro eventually. John Willman is a senior writer for the Financial Times newspaper in London. Was the decision not to join the euro bloc based mainly on economic considerations or on politics?
Well, I think what we can see from all the documents we were given yesterday is that while it's all dressed up in economics, it is a political decision. Because, frankly, economics can tell you many interesting things, but it can't weigh up the balance of risks and probabilities for you. So in the end, it's a political decision.
British public opinion is against adopting the euro, right?
Yes, although that's not surprising, really, because there's nobody who's been campaigning for it for a long time. And there's been a lot of very powerful media interests in particular campaigning against it.
Was that just a pride thing that, you know, the pound is a very symbol of Britain?
Well, I guess it is, and that's the way it's. They always talk about it. The opponents talk about scrapping the pound or abolishing the pound. Of course, we have had rather good economic performance in Britain over the last dozen years or so, with the pound outside the euro and its precursors. But on the other hand, if you look back over the last 100 years, the pound has not served Britain particularly well as a currency. The idea that somehow it's behind all our fortunes is ludicrous, really.
What are the benefits to Britain for adopting the euro, and what are the drawbacks?
Well, the Chancellor did set out some of the benefits yesterday. I mean, the most obvious one is it saves you a lot of transaction costs, because we do over half our trade with countries that are in the eurozone, that would save £1 billion a year alone. But the more important gains would be from the growth in trade within a single currency area, which, of course, you and the United States are well aware of, and he estimated that might add 0.25% to GDP every year, which adds up over the longer period to between 5% and 10% of GDP. Now, that's a really significant sum of money.
And the drawbacks?
Well, the drawbacks is we lose control of monetary policy. We can't set our own interest rates, and interest rates would be set for the whole of the eurozone, and they mightn't always be appropriate for Britain. Britain might need a higher interest rate at the time when they're low elsewhere, or a lower interest rate when they're high in Europe. That is the drawback. There's no getting around that. But it's not a fatal one. Again, you and the United States know that the Federal Reserve interest rates aren't always perfect for the whole of the continental United States, but you get by on it.
Is there a difference of opinion within the Labour government on the euro?
I don't think there's a hugely serious difference, not as there was that divided the Conservatives throughout the 1990s. But there is a difference between the Prime Minister Tony Blair and the Chancellor Gordon Brown. Blair, I think, would like to go in soon. I think he would like it to be one of the things he did during his premiership. I think Gordon Brown feels that the country is doing very well under the economic regime that he's introduced. He is in favour of going in, but not yet, and I think perhaps he sees it as being something which he might take Britain into if he were to succeed Tony Blair as Prime Minister.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Willman is senior writer for London's Financial Times newspaper.